Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. All really helps out, and let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from a throwaway account who says, "My ex wants me back. Do I tell his pregnant girlfriend?" The date of this first post was March 21st, 2022, and it says, "I, 29 female, started seeing a guy, 34 male, early 2019. Everything was going well, and we were seeing each other fairly regularly until about 10 months in, when he confessed he technically had a girlfriend, 27 female, who he had been living with for a few years. He explained to me that they were pretty much broken up and it was more of a roommate situation. Until their lease ran out, then he was going to leave her properly and get out. He kept telling me how she was mentally abusive to him and super codependent, and he was miserable and felt trapped. He was just waiting out the lease on their apartment. I was angry that he hadn't told me earlier, but I understood why it was something awkward to bring up and explained to him that I wasn't comfortable with the situation, but we had a great relationship and a deep connection, and if he was serious about leaving her, we could figure something out. He told me that she was very aware he was leaving her, and she didn't care about who he was seeing or anything like that, and if I'm being honest, I was so infatuated with this man, I felt no reason to question it. I just believed him. So we continued our relationship, and the date the lease ran out got closer and closer, and he was making zero effort to move out. He would mention it occasionally, but with no real plan of action, so I started getting suspicious. He told me she was being manipulative in saying that if he moved out, her life would be ruined, and she wouldn't be able to afford her bills, and may hurt herself. He said that although he didn't want to be around her, he didn't want to add any more stress or pain to her life, and he felt like he had a duty of care to her, so they ended up renewing their lease. So, given that I don't want to be labeled as a homewrecker, I meet up with him and explain how he's made me feel completely used and like he doesn't care about me or our relationship, unsurprising all things considered, and he basically responded by love bombing me. He was telling me I was his soulmate and that one day he was going to marry me. He just doesn't have the heart to hurt her and cause her more stress, but he could get out when she was more stable and we would be together and a load of other complete crap. As previously stated, up to this point I was under the impression that she knew he was seeing someone and was planning on leaving her. I then found out from a mutual friend that that was a total lie. She still thought he was her boyfriend, and even though their relationship was rocky, she had no idea he was planning on leaving, and even less idea he was seeing anyone else. I was absolutely furious when I heard this, like properly hit the roof and cut off everything entirely. I told him I knew he had been lying to both of us and not to contact me again. I stopped responding to his messages. I thought this would be the end of it, and I started moving on with my life. Fast forward to about 3 months ago. I walked into a cafe and there he is, sitting alone in the corner. I get my coffee and sit down far away from him. Clearly, I didn't sit far enough away because he walks over and asks if he can sit down. I say yes and we have a bit of a catch-up chat. He apologizes for everything that happened and throws a bit of a guilt-tripping and a woe-is-me story of how bad their relationship was, but I hear him out mainly just for my own closure's sake. So I get home and do a bit of snooping on Facebook. I see they're still together, still living together, and she's pregnant. By this point, I'm just relieved I dodged a bullet and I'm not part of their toxic situation anymore. So then last week, he messages me. He tells me he's not stopped thinking about me since he saw me. Letting me go was the biggest mistake of his life and he wants me back. He starts going on about how seeing me brought back all the memories and reminded him of how happy we were. He also tells me he still believes we are soulmates. he finishes his overdramatic wall of text by saying he has finally got his life sorted out and is single. He then asks me if I would be willing to give him another chance. I don't mention that I've seen they are still together or any of that stuff. I just reply saying it was good to see him, but I've moved on. Now, here's the bit I really want advice on. I've been thinking about this for a few days now, and I just don't know if I should tell her. I have no idea how much of this woman's mental state he was being honest about, or if she was really mentally abusing him. But I know from mutual friends that she would probably react very badly, and probably violently, if she knew what he had done. Part of me wants to just draw a line under it and do nothing, but I keep thinking if I was pregnant and had been living with a man for like 5 years, I'd want to know if he's trying to start an affair and calling some other woman his soulmate. Should I tell her? If I do, is there a way of breaking it to her softly? I really need some advice on how to approach this. Side note, I also realized I really should have told her after they renewed the lease on their apartment. But given what he was saying about her mental state and threatening to hurt herself, I didn't want to exasperate anything. I just wanted to move on. And I got to get the first bit out of the way. When I was reading this story and you said he was in the cafe and he walked up to you and he asked if he could sit down. Or in my head I was shouting, no, don't let him do it. And I think, like you would like to know in this situation, I think you should let the girlfriend know as well. I mean, she's pregnant. And it's not only about their relationship, it's about her safety as well. I don't know if he could be doing this with other people, sleeping with other people. He could be passing on diseases, just from that point of view as well. But before we move on to that update, NaturalVanilla3028 says you should definitely tell her. As you said, you'd want to know too, and no woman deserves to be lied to and possibly marry a guy that's been cheating on her since forever. I'm sure she'd want to know who the father of her child really is so she can take the steps she needs. You could send her this post and some screenshots anonymously, so there is no possibility that she might take her anger out on you, since some women like to blame the other woman instead of their man, who's supposed to be faithful. OP replied saying, yeah, that's my main fear. I know I'm not innocent in this, but I don't want her to be able to trace anything back to me and take her anger out on me. She really does have a right to know though, and your English is perfect. Knitted Jedi says, show her the same compassion and respect that you'd want to be shown in the same situation. And next time, don't get involved with someone who technically has a girlfriend who they're pretty much broken up with. Tursa78 says, for the love of God, yes. Why would you let him sit down with you for coffee after such a long con? You realize you're the other woman, right? And his current girlfriend is probably a very nice and completely blind to his actions person. Just stop. Yes, tell her everything. OP replies saying, to be honest, I only let him sit down because I didn't want to cause a scene and it's been over a year since our last conversation. I think on some level I just really wanted an apology, which I didn't get, just more manipulation and lies. I'm aware I was the other woman and it absolutely kills me inside that I had that role. Believe me, this isn't a situation I ever wanted to be in. And one more from Esther Loves Evie who says, how did you get to 29 and still remain so naive and gullible? Why didn't you tell the girlfriend of his cheating ways before she got pregnant? You knew for ages that he was a liar and a cheat. Hopefully you'll tell her now, even though I doubt you will, because your ex will easily manipulate you not to. And coming back to it, I always think, like, what is going through this guy's head? What is his end game in this? Is he just trying to string along two people to get what he wants this whole time? I always try to get in someone's head, and you know, I'm not excusing the behavior or anything like that, but I'm just trying to think what they are thinking about. How can they concentrate in their day-to-day life knowing they're stringing along two people? That sent me absolutely mad. The guilt, keeping up with the lies, all that sort of shit. Holy moly. But let's move on to that update that comes a couple of weeks later. I posted a few weeks ago about my manipulative, gaslighting, waste of oxygen ex, 34 male, was trying to get me, 29 female, back even though his girlfriend, 27 female, is pregnant. I just wanted to give you all an update of what happened next. My original post didn't get many replies, but I just want to thank those who did reply as it really gave me some things to think about and some great ideas of how to approach the situation. So thank you all. I ended up sending him a message letting him know that I knew they had never broken up as he said they had. I told him that I knew she was pregnant and I wasn't afraid to tell her what he was doing. He tried to deny everything and said that I must be mistaken and they definitely broken up and she was not pregnant. if she was somehow pregnant, it was nothing to do with him. I'm not an idiot, and I'm sick of him thinking he can continue to get away with blatant lies, so I sent him screenshots of the announcement from a public Facebook post with him tagged. I basically told him that I wanted the full truth from him, and asked him what made him think he was going to get away with manipulating and lying to two women who are both honestly worth better than him. I don't know his girlfriend, we have a couple of mutual friends, but I do know that everyone is worth more than a man who thinks his behavior is acceptable. He got a bit defensive, but finally told me that he didn't love her, and he didn't want to be with her, and that the pregnancy just happened, and she was so happy he didn't want to ruin her joy by leaving her. He told me that he really had meant everything he had ever said to me, and that one day thought we could work it out and be together. I told him I'd been done with him for a long time and wanted nothing to do with him going forward. He seemed upset and slightly shocked at this revelation, which honestly shouldn't have been that much of a shock to him, as I previously told him on multiple occasions that I was done. I told him that I have chat logs of all our previous conversations going back 3 to 4 years, or however long it's been now since he came into my life. I said I have all the conversations where he had told me he was leaving her, the conversations where he had lied and said she knew he was seeing someone, all the chats where he had tried to manipulate me into staying with him, messages where he had told me he loved me and couldn't stand her and couldn't wait for their tenancy to run out so he could leave, and even trying to reach out a few weeks ago and me saying I had moved on. I made him aware I had all of it and would be forwarding it to her because she has a right to know what sort of man she is having a child with. He practically begged me not to and told me she wasn't mentally stable enough to deal with this right now. Again, with him blaming her mental stability when things aren't going his way. Lol. In the end, he blocked me on WhatsApp, so I decided to leave it and didn't message her. I assumed, wrongly, he would just take this as a warning and do better. And then she messaged me on Facebook. She sent me a message accusing me of trying to ruin her relationship and start an affair with her best friend and soulmate. I don't know exactly what he had said to her about me, but I didn't want to be painted as the bad guy in this, so I decided to go nuclear and send her literally everything and an apology to go with it. I told her that I had been seeing him before the pandemic and was under the impression that they were separated and she knew everything. I also deleted his number from my phone, so in the screenshots I sent, it showed his phone number, so she would clearly know it was him who had sent the messages, and he wouldn't be able to easily gaslight her into believing he was innocent. I calmly advised her to read everything, then she could make her own choices. I blocked her and him on Facebook and blocked him on WhatsApp too, and deactivated my Facebook account just in case anyone else tried to involve themselves. So that's it. I have no idea what the fallout has been. I'm keeping my account deactivated for a good few weeks and I want nothing further to do with this. Fingers crossed for her and the baby. She'll realize he is pathetic and leave him to be miserable and lonely. I'd wanted to do this in a way that would cause her as little stress as possible, what with her being pregnant. But either way, what's done is done and she knows everything now. And hopefully she does really realize what that guy is like, but there's a part of me in this again. It was like when in the original post when OP let him sit down in the cafe and talk and manipulate and all that sort of stuff. You almost done something identical in the update. You warned him that he was going to send all the screenshots with all the proof to the girlfriend, and you gave him that chance to turn around the whole situation and manipulate his pregnant girlfriend into believing that, you know, you were trying to break them up. But now I turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another story.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
And our next story comes from Engorged Clips, which I believe is a throwaway account, who says, "Am I the asshole for keeping all the money from mine and my wife's baby shower? My wife, 24 female, and I, 29 male, are having our first baby boy. We are due in May, so we had our shower last weekend. Her family didn't really plan the whole thing, other than decorating, so I ended up purchasing a venue, as I wanted to make a big deal of this to make my wife feel special. I spent $2,500 on this venue, which I was prepared to do and okay with. My wife wanted something smaller initially, but I wanted to do the co-ed thing and invite my friends and family too. After paying for the place, my account was depleted and I won't be paid again for 2 weeks. So I took all the cash we were given in the cart and deposited into my account. We ended up getting about $1,600, so I ended up paying less than $1,000 for the shower. My wife is upset about this because she feels as if the money should be used for more baby things and not to pay myself back, as she puts it. I told her I can't just have $0 in my account for 2 weeks, and she said I should have thought of that before booking such a big space for the shower instead of doing something smaller like she originally wanted. She's also upset because a majority of the money came from her family. I honestly just assumed any money we got was going to be paying for the shower, and she assumed it would be for whatever else we didn't get on our registry. I can't help but feel like she's being ungrateful about the situation, but I also possibly should have planned ahead so I wouldn't be left with no money. I'll probably use the money on baby stuff anyway. However, I need gas and food money as well. Am I the asshole here?" I'm sorry for laughing at the situation, but OP's attitude towards this, I just don't understand it. You wanted to make your wife feel special. You spent $2,500 on the venue, which you said you was prepared to do and you was okay with. And your wife was absolutely right. You went in this planning to pay yourself back with the money from the baby shower that's meant to be going towards the baby stuff, the nursery, whatever you guys need to pay for your baby. And you're not living within your means. You spent every dollar in your account on this venue. And that's on you. You shouldn't be taking the money that's meant to be going towards your baby. And I've got to be honest, living with someone like this would absolutely terrify me. They're willing to blow $2,500 knowing that they got a baby on the way and have $0 in their account. But you literally drained your account to zero knowing that you won't have any money for food or gas the next week. That's crazy to me. And we do have some edits from OP where they reply to some of the comments. Oh dear. So we'll cover that in a second, but a poster says, "So just to be clear, one, you did the opposite of what your wife wanted because you wanted to make her feel special. Two, people gave money for the baby, which you're using to reimburse yourself for the venue you picked. Sorry, buddy. You clearly can't be reached through normal means of communication. There is no way to reach you, which is more persuasive than the bare facts. The Darker Hour says you're the asshole. If you didn't want $0 in your account, you shouldn't have taken that much out in the first place. That money was most definitely meant for the baby, not for you to get paid back the money that you spent on your unnecessary expensive baby shower. Edit. Also, who rents a venue that expensive for a baby shower? Either hold it in a backyard or a cheaper venue like most people do. Edit 2. Sorry for the assumption. Every baby shower I've seen has been held in somebody's backyard. I didn't know. Again, my apologies. Dancing in Hyrule says, your wife is absolutely right, and it must be frightening to be 1 month due with a man who spent $2,500 on a party, knowing he technically could not feed his family for the next 2 weeks. You're the asshole. What on earth were you thinking? What if no one had given money? Then what? Lizzie says, you're the asshole. This was a series of really bad decisions. Who the hell rents a venue for a fucking baby shower? It's scary that you're having a child when you clearly are terrible with money. Of course that money was for the baby. How can you be this dense? Squid Strange says you're the asshole. You went against her wishes, didn't plan ahead, and now the whole point of a baby shower in this day and age to gain much extra cash for the expense of a new baby is completely lost. give her the money and be poor for 2 weeks. So now let's move on to OP's responses slash edits, which says, since there are too many comments to respond on, let me add some info here. I don't see it as stealing from my baby, since I don't by any means plan to spend all of this money on myself. I'm most likely going to be the one paying for everything the baby needs and also going to be helping my wife with her medical bills. My wife has money saved since her maternity leave is unpaid, so it's not like I'm just leaving her high and dry. She has money and I don't expect her to use it on baby things. I thought I would get more money from taxes, so I did think I'd be able to afford it. Baby boy will get what he needs one way or another, but thank you for all your perspectives. It's opened my eyes. Edit 2. We get a lot of stuff for our shower, not just money. We have most of the essentials and all the big expensive things. The fact we had so many people is why we got so much stuff. We had about 110 people and definitely got more than what I spent for the venue. It paid off. A lot of these comments are assuming we only got money and that's not true at all. Also, the shower was beautiful and my wife had a good time, so it paid off in that way too. She's just mad now that I'm keeping the little money we got, but if we had a smaller shower, we wouldn't have gotten all the items we did. Final edit. These responses gave me a lot to think about. I made a rash and impulsive decision because I wanted everyone to see that I could provide for my family. And all I did was prove to myself and my wife that I have a lot of learning to do. My decision to have a lavish shower was based on insecurity more than anything, and I was wrong for that. My wife did eventually agree to have a bigger shower because she wanted me to have a say since this is my baby too, but asked if I was sure I could cover the cost multiple times. I said yes. Repeatedly, I reassured her that I could do this. I truly did assume that money given at the baby showers was to pay for the shower, like how people pay for their plates at the wedding, or for whatever we as a couple needed. I didn't even think about the fact that the money is for the baby and didn't consider putting it in savings for him, but I liked that idea. I have never been to a baby shower, so I didn't know any better. Those of you who said I should suffer the next couple of weeks are right. I will give the money to my wife and let her decide what should be done with it. Thank you for all your responses. Now, what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me, and I just want you to know that. Thank you so much. And don't forget, at the end of the video, there's going to be a couple of playlists there that you can click on, get involved with, and it just play all the videos for you. So,
hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You can just do whatever you're doing. And don't forget to let me know what you're up to as well. I always love to hear it. And I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. And oh yeah, don't forget, you are important. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Yum, yum, yum. Let's go. See the sun shining from the window.